In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Prophets, Saint Joseph, Saint Elias, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today is the feast of Saint Elias, in case you didn't know that. But Saint Elias is celebrated on July 20th in the Maronite Rite. In the Eastern Rites, they celebrate him as a saint. And in the West, in the Latin Rite, the only place that we normally find Saint Elias celebrated is in the Carmelite Order, because, of course, they claim him as their father and founder. Matter of fact, when there was a great argument about who was the founder of the Carmelite Order, that was when there was such a... Some people said, how could you have your roots dating back to the Old Testament prophet? And they tried to show that there was this tradition, and that it was, that St. Elias, as we saw in the first reading, you know, with the famous battle over the prophets of Baal, and the little vision that he had of the little cloud, was a Marian apparition and a prophetic vision to him, established, as we know in the Old Testament, a school of prophets. And of course, we even have recorded in the Old Testament his naming or selecting his first successor in the prophet Elisha. And that school maintained itself throughout the Old Testament, up until the time, even some saying that St. John the Baptist was a member of that same school, because it says in the prophetic utterances of his coming that he would become in the spirit and the power of Elijah. And even our Lord, referenced to St. John, said that when someone asked him, you know, because the Jews had this prophecy that Elijah would come, Elias would come before the Messiah. And they asked him, has he come? And he said, he has come and he will come again. And they understood that it says in the scripture that he was talking about St. John the Baptist as being the one who was coming in the office of the prophet Elijah, but that Elijah himself would come before the Messiah in person. And of course, at the Transfiguration, we know the prophet Elijah appeared with Moses in conversation with our Lord, and that he did come in person for the first coming of our Lord. And it's the tradition is that he's going to come again before his second coming, as we see it as it's written in the book of Apocalypse. Even Saint Alphonsus Liguori holds that tradition means that the prophet Elijah and Enoch will come at the end of the world to prepare the Jews one last time, one opportunity to accept Christ as their Lord and Messiah. And all these places that are associated with St. Elias, Mount Carmel, the Valley of Armageddon, which is below Mount Carmel, all, you know, very much point to the end times, and that he is a prophet of the end times, as he was a prophet of the beginning of the times, you might say, with his prophetic insight into the coming of the Lord and his Holy Mother. All these things are make the prophet Elijah or the prophet Elias a very intriguing character in the Old Testament, and that his story is one of the favorite stories of the Old Testament, full of action. You might say, if you talk about action figures, you know, little G.I. Joes, St. Elias is kind of like the biblical action figure, you know. He was involved in a lot of conflict in his day. It was not something that was unfamiliar to him. And you know, when we think of it, if you're really serious, or you just take your Catholic faith serious, you can't help but be an evangelizer. And you can't help but be a source of controversy, or you might say conflict. It's going to be in your life, because if you're following Christ, you're going to be that sign of contradiction. You're going to be that going against the stream that is so much part of the world and the spirit of the world. And so Saint Elijah of his day was trying to be a street evangelizer. In one sense, he was trying to bring the God's law and God's religion back into the public realm, because it had been cast out. It had been forced into the caves and into the hiding places because of the King Ahab's choosing to follow the wicked Queen Jezebel. But he did remain faithful, and he was a source of hope and a source of strength to those who maintained their faith in the true God privately. And eventually, in that great battle on Mount Carmel, he helped restore the faith of the Israelites, and by working that, asking God to show forth his power and his glory on Mount Carmel. And in the reading of the gospel, we have, of course, the giving of Our Lady to us and the disciple John. And I think that's an appropriate gospel for the prophet Elijah. For in that reading that we had on Mount Carmel, in the first reading, it's after that famous battle, that manifestation of God's power and his glory, and that God reveals to the prophet the coming of the Mother of the Lord. And it's after this great witness of the power of Christ's love for us, his victory over sin and death, the last thing before he does give up his spirit is he shows forth and hands over to us his mother to be our mother, fulfilling that prophetic vision that Saint Elias had on Mount Carmel. Even the Bishop of Lourdes, on the 25th anniversary of Lourdes, said that what Saint Elias saw in prophetic vision, Our Lady revealed to Saint Bernadette, "I am the Immaculate Conception." So that tradition, as we know, is very strong in the Catholic Church, of this connection of the prophet Elijah and Our Lady, and his vision of her being foretold as the Mother of God and the Immaculate Conception. And we wear red today because one of the great figures of the Carmelite order in the 20th century was Father Redemptus Vollebec, who was the postulator of the causes for saints in the Carmelite order and a great student of Carmelite history. And he said that in the ancient days of Carmel, in the Middle Ages, they celebrated Saint Elias's feast wearing red. And he said they wore red because he is the prophet of fire, but also because, you might say, that already the church is looking forward to and celebrates his martyrdom in kind of prophetic vision, you might say, because he's going to come at the end of the world and with the prophet Enoch, and we know that they're both going to be killed for their witness to Christ. And so it's interesting that in the Carmelite order, they kind of celebrate this martyrdom in advance and give witness to his great faith in the one God, in the true God. We pray especially for the intercession of the prophet Elias today. We ask him to intercede for us, that we be those faithful prophets and witnesses to Christ and to his Holy Mother in our world today. We don't go out and cut the throats of those who are opposing Christ, as in the day of the prophet Elijah, who had that duel to the death on Mount Carmel. Rather, we want to see that our enemies, the enemies of Christ and his church, become his children. As we see in the gospel today, you know, our Lord handed Our Lady, handed first of all of us to Our Lady, and everyone, every soul is a potential child of Mary, and that it is God's will that all men be saved. It's God's will that all men be saved by becoming first and foremost children of his mother. And that we pray that we will have that great charity that burned in the heart of the prophet, for he loved God to the point of risking his own life for him, and he loved God to the point of wanting to serve him with all of his heart. As his great motto was, with zeal I have been zealous for the Lord God of hosts. Today we need that kind of zeal for the Lord God of hosts to serve him and to be his instruments in a world today which sadly has become in many ways neo-pagan, but yet can become a great, can become a great foundation again for building a Christian culture and society. If we but pray and act as the prophet Elijah, with boldness and with great love and zeal for the Lord and his Holy Mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.